Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this last Sunday of this year. Amen? We started the year with the Lord, and we are still here with the Lord, and the Lord is still going ahead of us, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now, Lord, we are in the house of the Lord again, and we want to thank you because every time that we come into the house of the Lord, it's always a special time, a fellowship one with another, a fellowship with the Father, and the entrance of your word always brings light. And we pray, Lord, that you will glorify yourself in the message of the Lord this morning and fulfill every soul and every heart and bring that light into our lives, even as you promised. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this morning, you know, for those of you who may not have, when I asked everybody had a good year, you know, well, some people said yes, some people didn't say yes, you know, if you hadn't had, you know, as good a year as you should have had or as you wanted to have, you know, and perhaps you've had some challenges, you know, as if all of us didn't. You had some challenges this past year. I mean, it's 2010. See, I'm already looking forward to next year, you know. And if, you know, you maybe you've had some, you know, some failures and some not so good times, you know, maybe you've dealt with some pain, some grief, some distress, some whatever, you know, and but maybe you're still going through some things. Well, this message is for you then. Amen? You know, and I just want to, I was seeking the Lord about this, and I thought, you know, the Lord put this in my heart, and I think this is a great way to close out the year, is to bring a message like this as we look forward into the new year. Of course, the new year service, the Lord's going to have something else for us. But today, this is the message. That was then, but this is now. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. That's my message. Not going to be very long this morning, but I just want to talk to you for a few minutes. You know, whatever may have happened throughout the year 2010, what may have happened up until yesterday, well, that was then. Today is a new day. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
You know, and I like always to believe that every day is a new day. And as we're going into this next year, it is going to be a new year. It's going to be a new decade. There's going to be all kinds of new things from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, somebody.
Amen.
You know, and so, you know, I'm going to talk about us. But going into this new year, we're going to need an attitude adjustment. And that's what I want to talk about in this message for just a few. You're going to need a paradigm shift, if you want to call that, an attitude adjustment. We're going to need to get away from that, you know, the mentality that, well, you know, things are not so good and, you know, things are not going so well and all of that and so on. You know, we're going to need to put on a positive outlook. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, so that's what I want to talk for a few minutes about. And I'm going to start at Psalms 30 and verse 5. And that's where I'm going to start this morning. Psalm 30 and verse 5. You know, the psalmist, you know, I love to read the psalms because, you know, he was somebody that when things were not going well, you know, when there were challenges, you know, and things were not going well in the kingdom, or maybe even his son against him or whatever, you know, or maybe sometimes, you know, his enemies came and carried away his you know, family and all the people's families and so on, you know. David was somebody that knew how to encourage himself in the Lord. You know, and here's one of them, one of those such cases. Here's what he said. He said, although weeping may endure for a night, he said, joy is coming in the morning. So I like to put it this way. Well, the night was then, but this is now. See, the night is past. You know, the darkness and all of that, you know, the sorrow and so forth. We have to look forward to a new day. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Well, so, you know, I'm going to be speaking specifically to some situations here this morning. Amen? And, you know, as I've always said, you listen to the Word of God and let the Word of God be mixed with faith in your heart. That's how the Lord does something for you. And when the Spirit of God bears witness in your heart that I'm speaking the Word of the Lord this morning, you get in under that anointing with the Lord, and then all things are possible. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's how it works. There's no other way to get anything from the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, so, you know, and I'm going to give you some examples here from the Word of God this morning of, you know, people who are in dire situations, who've been through a lot of things and so forth, you know, and then, you know, how they pull themselves out of it, you know. Perhaps I won't give too many examples because I don't want this to be a long message, you know, but I'm going to bring the point, see. And I'm going to address some situations. You know, now let's start with, you know, you look at your life, you know, this year. If the Lord has been good to you and, you know, great things have happened to you, and if all your expectations have been met, then praise the name of the Lord. You know, if your expectations fell short this year, and perhaps you didn't have as much success as you would have, you know, maybe you're in business and your business, you know, didn't go very well. Maybe you're, you know, working and you didn't get any promotion. Maybe you even lost your job. Maybe you are a student and you didn't do very well in school. Or whatever it is, you know, that was then. But this is now. You know, and I'm going to tell you a story this morning. You know, I know people like stories. You know, I don't like to tell stories when I preach. You know, but today I'll tell you a story. Because it is from the Word of God, so, you know. So it'll fit right in. Now, the story I want to tell you is about the children of Israel. The children of Israel, for many years, you know, they were in slavery in Egypt. How many of you know that story? They were in slavery in Egypt. In fact, the Lord, He predicted that, you know, way before even Abraham had a child. He said, Noah of a surety, told him in Genesis 15, that your seed will go down to a land, you know, that there will be be strangers in that land, and they will be tormented and so forth. But afterwards, I'll bring them out with great substance, and I will deal with that nation that troubled them. You know, so he predicted that, and of course, they went through all of that, you know. And finally, when the Lord began to bring the work of deliverance. Now, here's the point that I want to bring out today. Because there are so many people that have lived in a bad situation for so long that even when God brings the deliverance and the victory, they don't know how to live in victory. Hello? Are you still with me? It's the same thing when people come to the Lord. See, they've lived in sin their whole life. So when they come to the Lord, you know, they don't know how to live a life that is void of sin. They don't know how to live a life of righteousness. Because all they knew all along was how to live in sin. And then some preacher says, well, you know, come up here and say, you know, accept the Lord Jesus as your pastor and say, and everything's going to be... No, everything is not going to be all right. Because, see, they don't know. See, they don't know. And, you know, we just leave it up to them to think, well, figure it out. You know, they don't know how. We got to teach them how. You got to show them how, you know, to lay away the cloak of unrighteousness and get a hold of eternal life. And there is a way that you do it. It's called discipleship. You know, well, of course, you know, the young people and so on. If you don't come to Bible class, you don't come to these Wednesday night classes and so forth, well, you're not going to figure out very well, you know, how to live a life that is void of sin. You know, but, you know, so you see, it cuts through every sphere of life. You know, people who are coming to the Lord, you know, they don't know how to do that, you know, so they come in and they find that the enemy still comes in, and then the next thing they know, they are falling again. Back into sin, because they, you know, that's all they knew. You know, they haven't really known, you know, how to live a life of victory, a life that is void of sin. Well, there is one way to do that, you know, is by staying close to the Lord through the Word of God and through, you know, regular, you know, lessons of discipleship, such as you can get in a Bible class, you know, Bible study, prayer meeting, those kind of things. You know, those are important to keep you out of trouble. Amen?
Amen.
You know, but see, so, you know, let's carry that thought through. And when people are like that, you know, they don't, you know, and especially, you know, they've been in a situation for so long, you know, they don't know how to do, you know, for instance, you know, somebody, Somebody might be in a wheelchair for so long, you know. And then when the Lord says, you know, get out of that wheelchair and so forth, you know. And they get up, you know, they don't know how to walk because they've been in that wheelchair for so long. How many of you are still with me? You understand what I'm talking about? You know, so the same thing happens, you know, with this, or happened with these children of Israel. They were in captivity for so long. You know, I mean, they forgot how to be a free nation. They totally forgot. You know, and in fact, God, knowing that they were going to be in that situation, had to take Moses out first, you know, and send him through the wilderness for 40 years, you know, to train him of how he's, you know, make him learn the things that he's going to have to teach to these people that are coming behind him, because these people don't know anymore, you know. And when they were in slavery, see, this is what happened. Their taskmasters and their slave masters would beat them, would, you know, strike them and torment them, and they couldn't fight for themselves, you know. They couldn't defend themselves, because when you're a slave, you know, the slave master beat you up, you know, they take their wives, they ravage their wives, and they still beat them on top of it, and they can't say anything. They just can't, you know, speak for themselves, they can't fight for themselves, you know, I mean, they just, because they were slaves. You know, so when they came out, they still didn't know how to fight for themselves. How many of you are still with me? Because they had lived in that condition for so long. You know, and then so the Amalekites and all these people used to torment them because they, and Moses had to teach them, look, you got to fight for yourself. Amen. You know, in fact, he had to tell them some things, you know, because of all their situation. He had to tell them, look, the next time, you know, somebody pulls out your eye, you better pull out his eye too. That's why he told them all those things, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and so forth, because they were beat down for so long. And they didn't even know how to stand up and fight for themselves anymore. They just accepted the situation. Even when they were free, they started, their minds started going back to Egypt. Because they didn't know how to live in the liberty that God had brought to them. And see, that is the situation with many folks today. You've been in your condition for so long. You know, you say, well, you know, things are not working right. You know, and everything is not good or whatever it is. You know, I mean, take for instance somebody, you know, who's in business. And maybe, you know, your business has been failing, or not just getting ahead. And maybe you're just used to day after day, week after week, month after month, you know, everything just not working right. You know, so even when God begins to do something, you might say, ah, well, you know, that's not going to work. You know, because it's never worked before. Well, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that was then. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But this is now. See, in fact, here's the way I want to challenge everybody today. If you did something that did not succeed in 2010, you know, business, school, you know, you didn't do well, whatever it is, you know, rather than looking at it as a failure, you should look at it that you have learned something. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
There's always a positive way to look at even negative things. You can look at the negative thing, the failure or the lack of success, as, you know, something that you have learned. What is it that you have learned? Well, you've learned how it doesn't work. Amen? That's right. You know, if you're a student and you were just messing around, you know, and so forth like that, and you didn't do well, now you've learned that, you know, messing around when you're a student doesn't work.
Right.
Doesn't mean you are a failure. Amen? Amen, somebody? It just means that, well, that didn't work. You know, so now you know, you need to say, well, okay, I've learned that that didn't work and so forth like that. You know, so, all right. You know, so maybe you are in business, you try some things and so forth like that, you know, and it didn't work and so forth. It doesn't mean that your business is failed, you know, or is a failure. Amen? It just means that whatever it was that you were doing then didn't work. So now you've learned that that didn't work. Now when you say, well, okay, well, that was then, but this is a new day. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Now you may have had sickness. The same thing goes with sickness, disease, and so forth. And I'll tell you something about sickness and beating this sickness. You know, how do you, you know, look, I'll tell you something. Once the devil gets a hold of your mind, you're finished. See? Because the same thing works with sickness. You know, sickness may attack your body, but if your mind and your spirit is strong enough, you know, you can fight that sickness and disease, and the next thing you know, you've defeated it. But if your mind is weak, your body is already sick, and your mind is weak, you know, and so forth like that, you know, then the next thing you know, they give up the ghost. Because they don't have that fighting spirit. How many of you are still with me? Oh yeah. You know, I know a little about that because several years ago, I went through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, but when I was there, you know, I said to myself constantly, I don't belong here. Amen? Amen? In fact, I know the doctors used to come to my, you know, hospital. I was admitted for several days, you know, and the doctors used to come in there and they'd be looking for the patient. Because I refused to put on that gown that they made you wear. Amen? It was the truth. I would ask my family, they'll tell you. I refused to put on that gown. You know, and I would sit in my clothes and I would sit down in the chair and the doctor would come in on his rounds and say, where's the patient? I'm like, right here. And say, you got to be kidding. You know, I said, no, I'm right here. You know, because I wouldn't wear that gown. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Because see, that, they put that gown on you, make you look sick. I mean, you look like, I don't know, you just look sick. You know? And of course, finally, they made me put that gown on. I had to do surgery and so forth like that. I didn't have a choice then, you know. I put you out too, you know. And then, you know, I had tubes sticking out of me from everywhere. I looked like an alien. You know, and then, you know, and I didn't know, see, I was down with that thing so long, I didn't even know how to walk. Some of you might remember this. How many of you remember that when I was hospitalized, 2001? Some of you might remember, you know. And they sent a physical therapist, and then she came to the room, and I couldn't walk from the bed to the door. They gave me this little walker and so forth like that. And I couldn't even do it. I mean, I knew how to do it, but I didn't know how to do it. How many of you are still with me?
Yeah.
I mean, surgery, long, open lungs, all kinds of things. I don't want to go into all of that, but I couldn't do it. You know? And then, and I said to her, yeah, I can't remember what her name was, but whatever it was, I called her name and I said, you know, I think I was on the second floor and the hospital was like six floors. And I said, you come back tomorrow. And I'm going to the top of the building. Amen, somebody. And she said, oh, Mr. Adeyemi, well, let's just take it easy now. You know, we just want you to walk from here to there. I said, don't worry about it. I'm climbing to the top of this hospital tomorrow. And that's somebody who couldn't walk from here to there. You know. And I had this oxygen tank I was dragging, you know, along. And then she came back the next day and she said, you ready for your exercise? And I said, well, yeah, I'm ready. I said, you ready? I said, because I'm going to the top. And she looked at me. I said, well, here's what we're going to do. You just carry this oxygen tank and follow me here. You know, and I dragged that thing, boy. I just dragged that thing, you know. And I climbed that staircase all the way to the top.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Of course, I had to stop a few times and catch my breath. And she kept begging me, would you go back to the room, please? I'm like, oh, no, no. I got to deal with the staircase when I get home. You know, because prior to that, my lungs had collapsed and I couldn't climb the little staircase that was in my house, you know, and they doctors told me that I was going to be out for 8 months or so on bed. I said, 8 months? That's not me. Amen, somebody. Yeah, you know, and, they let me go from the hospital December the 28th, you know, and, you know, kind of like this right now, December the 28th, you know, and I think it was like a weekend and so forth. The following, the first day of the year, and they gave me a note and so forth to be excused from work for 8 months or whatever it is. The next couple of days, which was like December, January 2nd or 3rd, whatever, I forget what it was. The first working day of the year, I told my wife, I'm ready to go to work. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I couldn't even drive, and I said, you come and drive me to work. She said, oh, you know, look, if you stay in bed, then you will remain sick. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, I don't belong on this sick bed because Jesus already healed me. Praise God. And that's how you deal with situations, you know, bad situations. You know, you just don't sit down there and accept it. Amen.
Amen.
You refuse it. In fact, I've got a word from the Lord to tell some of you in here this morning. And this is it. Snap out of it. Amen? You know, the spirit of self-pity will drive you into depression. And it's the worst thing that can happen to you. Some people are always feeling sorry for themselves. You know, as if the world owes you anything. You know, the world doesn't owe you nothing. Amen? You find the book of Isaiah chapter 52 and verses 1 and 2. You are told, he said, look, you captive daughters of Zion, rise up and shake yourself from the, you know, dust and loose yourself from the bands around your neck. Nobody's going to do it for you. You do it for yourself. You get up and snap out of it. Amen, somebody? Amen. Instead of sitting down there and say, feeling sorry for yourself and say, well, you know, wasn't a good year. So snap out of it. That was then. This is now. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Paul said in the book of Philippians 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Now, he didn't say Christ can do all things through me. No, that's not what he said. Amen?
Amen?
Is that what he said?
No.
We already know Christ can do all things. But he did not say that. Now, is it your testimony in here today that you know that you can do all things through Christ? And some of you don't think so. Well, as long as you don't think so, well then you are not going to be so. Amen?
Amen.
You know, so I want to put an end, you know, this year to all that apologetic, beggarly, you know, feeling sorry attitude. Amen?
Amen?
I want somebody to snap out of there, whatever it is that you're going through. And I'll tell you another story too. In the book of Luke chapter 15, one of my favorite stories in the Bible, this young man, you know, father had two sons, they were told. And one of the younger sons, he said to the father one day, he said, look, you know, I'm 21 already. Young lady was 21. Said, look, I'm 21 already, you know. So, I don't need to wait until you die. Just give me my own inheritance right now. And the old man tried to talk him out of it. He wouldn't listen. You know, he said, look, you know, I got to go out and smell the roses and do all of these things and check out the world and so on. You know, so, you know, after much, whatever, well, he gave him his goods and he went and did all of that crazy stuff. You know, somebody said, one time he said, he went to Las Vegas. Whatever it was, you know, maybe he went to Las Vegas. Well, I don't know. Maybe he went to Hollywood. Maybe he went somewhere, you know. And he did all these crazy things. You know, in fact, the Bible said he wasted his substance with riotous living. You know, got involved with, I can't even use that language in church. You know, so he got involved with all kinds of things and so on. You know, so anyway, finally, you know, the best part, as far as I'm concerned, the best part of the story is in verse 17. You put up verse 17 of Luke 15, you know, best part of the story. Best part. He said, and when he came to himself, he came to his senses. You know, he snapped out of it. He said, what am I doing here? I don't belong here. Amen?
Amen.
See, doesn't matter how you got there. Doesn't matter, you know, whatever it is. It could be, most of the time, it's because of bad choices that you made. Like this young man made some bad choices. But, well, whatever, you know. But the bottom line was, he said, look, all of this problem and all of this situation that I'm in, I don't have to eat with pigs. They won't even give me the food of the pigs. I don't have a job. I'm whatever. He said, look, I know what I'm going to do. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
See, I will arise and go to my father. See, as long as you stay in that condition and that situation that you're in, as long as you accept, you know, this and so forth, you just remain there, then you will remain there. But you've got to snap out of it.
Amen.
This man, he came to his senses. He said, look, even in my father's house, servants are riding horses. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Why am I now walking on the earth? And the Ecclesiastes says, I've seen an evil on the earth, you know, where princes are riding. I mean, princes are walking as servants, and servants are riding horses. That's a great evil. So this young man said, Even in my father's house, you know, even if I was a servant, I'd be better than this. So he resolved within himself that he's going to do something about his situation. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You must resolve within yourself that you are going to do something about that situation that you're in. And no matter how you got there, see, no matter what you brought upon yourself, you know, whether the devil cheap shot you or whatever it is, or you made some foolish decisions in life and then you are paying for it. Well, that was then. This is now. Today is a new day. You find in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, we are told, today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Now is the accepted time. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, now is the accepted time, people. You know, this is the time that God wants to set you free, but he wants you to do something. See, you must get up from wherever you are at. Wherever you feel defeated and so forth like that. You must get up and say, look, that whatever went happened was then, but this is now, this is a new day. Now I can do all things. Now I am more than a conqueror. You know, and so forth like that. And God didn't say that we are just conquerors. He said more than a conqueror. I mean, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph through Christ Jesus our Lord. I mean, that's what the scripture says. You know, so no matter what you're going through, no matter how you got there, I want you to snap out of the situation that you are in. Snap yourself out of it. Praise God. You know, I don't be like the, you know, in fact, I watched a movie long time ago. And this man, you know, he was incarcerated for so long, probably 30 something years or whatever, you know. And finally, when he got out of jail, well, you know, he still, you know, was living like he was in prison. I don't even know what I'm talking about. You know, he got a job at a grocery store or whatever it was, you know, and he was still asking his boss, can I go take a leak, you know, or whatever, you know. And the guy looked at him, I mean, even when he was on his break, he still wanted to put out his hand and ask for permission to go to the bathroom. Because he had lived in prison for so long that he didn't even know how to be free. Is anybody still with me in here this morning? Some people have been in their situation so long. Even when the Lord is setting them free, they still don't know how to be free. They're still looking at the bad situation. And some people got their hand on that rewind button all the time. Just rewind all the bad memories. See, rewind all the bad things that happened in 2010. Well, see, you cannot change the past. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
You can't change even yesterday. You know, what is done is done. Can't do anything about it. But you can do something about now. And you can do something about tomorrow.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You can put yourself in a different situation today, so that tomorrow will be a better day. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, if you're going to rewind that button all the time and play back, no. What you should do, if you're going to rewind that button at all, is rewind it and erase it. And record over it some good memories. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Don't be playing that rewind button, you know, because life is not in a rewind. In fact, the Lord said in Isaiah 58, he said, when you consecrate a right fast before me and so forth. He said, here's what I'm going to do. See, he said, the glory of the Lord will be your rare reward. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
What do you think that means? It means the Lord will be between you and your past. Amen. He will keep your past in the past. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. See, your past don't need to be catching up with you and torment you every day and say, well, you know, I never did well, you know, I never did this and so forth, I never amount to such and such and so forth. Who says who? Says who? To anybody, you know, here's what I want to tell you. If somebody ever tell you, you know, you can't make it, you can't do it, you can't amount to ever, says who? That's the question I want you to ask them. Say, says who? Because the word of the Lord says to me, I will be the head and not the tail.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's what the Lord says. And if the devil tells you something, you say, look, it is written of me in the volume of the book that I will be a lender only and not a borrower.
Hallelujah.
See? Amen? Praise God. You know, and then there is a story in Exodus chapter 15. And I love this story. And I've quoted from verse 26 many, many times in this church. You know. But here's the story. You know, this is called the waters of Marah. The bitter waters. You know, many of you are drinking and have been drinking from bitter waters. But the Lord is fixing to change that bitterness in the water and put sweetness in it. Amen? The bitter waters was then. Today is a new day. So anyway, they couldn't drink the water because it was bitter. But the Lord gave Moses instruction of how to take care of that. Cut down a tree, threw it in the water, took care of business. The waters were good. But see, the people were murmuring against God. You know, it's not the bitter waters exactly, although it lines up with this message, but it's not the bitter waters exactly that I want to bring out in this message. But what I want to bring out is this. When God's deliverance, when God's provision is just right around the corner, that's when people grumble, that's when they murmur, that's when they are bitter against God and so forth. And God is just right around the corner. Right around the corner. You know, now, let me read this story to you in Exodus 15. You know, they had no water. They were complaining about it and doing all of these things. And, you know, they were so bitter and all, you know. And so the Lord, he sent Moses to take care of that. Took care of the bitterness that was in the waters. And got rid of all the death in the water so they could drink the water. And, you know, gave them an ordinance that if they keep his commandments, hearken to his voice and do the will of the Lord and keep all of the statutes, that he will heal them of all the diseases and all of these sicknesses that upon the Egyptians and so forth will not come upon them. But look at verse 27 of Exodus 15. And they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water that the Lord had already prepared just around the corner for them. See, but they didn't know that these 12 wells of water were waiting just around the corner. And they were so bitter, and they were so caught up in their situation, and they were so angry and so forth like that, you know. But the Lord had prepared 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. And they camped there. Oh, hallelujah. By the waters. You see, this was just around the corner. But they spent the whole time arguing with Moses. Why'd you bring us out here in the wilderness to kill us and die? And so forth like that. Why didn't you leave us in Egypt? And so forth, you know. But the whole time, God had made provision just around the corner. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you that this next year is just around the corner. And God has provisioned 12 wells of water. God has provisioned 70 palm trees. Or whatever it is, God has provisioned to take care of your situation. Amen? Praise God. And if you have, look, if you had a good year 2010, 2011 will be even greater. Yeah. Amen, somebody? Yeah. Give another hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Yeah. But this is especially for those that had less than desirable results in 2010. You know, maybe you going through divorce or whatever it is, your life is not exactly, you know, the way you want it to be and so forth. You know, hey, you know, put your life in the hands of the man that holds tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. And he'll take care of business, you know, and so on. He will set, you know, but here's the one thing that he sent me to tell you here today. You need to get your head straight. Amen. You know, get your head straight. You know, if you're down on yourself and so forth, you know, I've said this before, and let me say it again. You know, I've watched some good boxing fights and so forth like that. And I've seen, you know, some good, great fighters get knocked down, you know, earlier on in the bout. But I've seen also they come back and win the fight. Amen?
Amen.
Because when they were knocked down, they didn't stay down for the count. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Now, the devil may knock you down, but are you staying down for the count? You know, because you'll see their corner and say, get up. Get up, man. Eye of the tiger. Get up. You know, and, you know, they begin to tell him and so forth. And then, you know, sometimes they look across the audience, you know, and then maybe they see their son or their wife or they see somebody, you know, crying out there, and they put themselves together. I say, my goodness, I got to do this. Amen?
Amen,
amen, somebody.
Amen.
Micah said it best. You know, he said, you know, oh, my enemy, rejoice not against me. When I fall down, he said, because when I fall down, I will arise. And when I sit in darkness, he said, the Lord will be a light unto me. Amen? That's in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. You know, say, look, when I'm down, and in fact, the Bible says in the book of, you know, Proverbs, said, you know, the just man falleth 7 times, but he arises again. Hallelujah, somebody. You see, don't stay down for the count. I want you to look at it and say, look, yeah, I may have been knocked down. In fact, well, I'll tell you another way too that the devil can never knock you down. You say, devil can't never knock. Yeah, absolutely. Because the Bible says, you know, take on the shield of faith. Wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Amen?
Amen.
And be clad with the full armor of God.
Hallelujah.
If you're clad with the full armor of God, the devil can't knock you down. But if he can't knock you down, because he's always looking for whom he may devour. You know, can't devour everybody. He's just looking, you know, who are the weak ones? Who are the ones that are careless? The ones that whose shields have been dropped and so forth like that. You know, because when you break a hedge, a serpent will come in and bite. When you break your hedge of righteousness, when you are not walking in the light as he is in the light. Amen?
Amen,
amen, young people?
Amen.
Now, all you young people that are in the house, you may know the story of Clark Kent and Superman. Anybody know that story? I want to see some young hands. Young hands, have you heard of Superman and Clark Kent?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of him? Yeah? All right, well, you know, there's one thing that will get him down all the time, and it's called kryptonite. You know, kryptonite. You know, well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, and you young folks, you know, you're just like Clark Kent, you know, and Superman, when especially when you have the Spirit of God in you. But I guarantee you one thing, sin and unrighteousness will be like your kryptonite. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
That sin will weaken you. You know, you will not be able to operate in the glory of God. You know, you will not have the defense and the shield of God around you, because sin is like a cancer. Eat away on your defenses. You know, that's the kryptonite, people. You know, so you need to live a life of righteousness. How many of you are still with me?
Amen.
But if you are walking in the light, see, then the enemy cannot get you down. But peradventure, maybe he, you know, cheap shots you in some moment of weakness or whatever and so on like that. Well, are you just now going to stay there crying over spilled milk and so forth? Or you are going to get up and snap out of it? And that's what I want to challenge people to do today. I want you to get up and snap out of whatever it is. Amen?
Amen.
And don't let the devil, you know, put you down and then you're crying and then you're feeling sorry for yourself. You can feel sorry for yourself all you want. It's not going to do you any good. But you can get up and say, look, you know, that was then, this is now. Even servants in my father's house are better than this. And I don't belong here, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to do something about it. Amen?
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 I'm going to do something about it. Now, if you had business that didn't succeed or flourish in 2010, Well, you can say, well, you know, I heard the word of the Lord today, and tomorrow I'm going to do something about it. I am going to believe, you know, the Bible says that while men slept, the Lord seals the instructions in their mouths. You know, and if you are positive with the Lord and believing and saying, Lord, I know that was then, but this is a new day, the Lord will give you new instructions in your mind, even while you are sleeping. Amen. Amen. And you wake up, you have these great ideas. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. You know, if you're a student, you didn't do well in school. Well, that was then. Don't worry about it. You know, get up. This is a new day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and then, you know, whatever it is, your marriage not going well, that was then. You know, you can make a difference. By every day, you say, look, you know, the past is the past, and I'm going to learn from that, you know, but, you know, I'm not going to wallow in the, you know, the failure or the defeat or whatever. You know, I am strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I have good courage. You know, that's what the Bible says. Be strong in the Lord and be of good courage. You know, and the Lord, He will strengthen your heart. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And I love what the psalmist said in Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10. He said, O ye gates, lift up your heads. Hallelujah. And let the King of Glory come in. You know, and I've often said that, look, the King of Glory comes in when your head is lifted. Don't be bowed down and so forth. You know, lift up your head in expectation of the goodness of the Lord. You know, you've seen the young kids and the little ones and so forth, you know, how they lift up their arms when they want to be carried by the parents. How many of you seen that? Oh yeah, they do that all the time. You see the little kid, you know, raising up their arms. They want to be carried and so forth like that. You know, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. And let the King of Glory come in. You know, don't stay down there and say, well, you know, that, you know, life is, you know, life is a whatever that they say. You know, well, my life is good. Amen, somebody? Can I get somebody that says, my life is good? Oh, man. I'm not feeling you in here. Can I get somebody that says, my life is good? You know, because Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 10, I have come to give you life in abundance. You see? And when the enemy tells you, well, your life sucks, you say, oh no, it is written of me in the volume of the book that Jesus has given me abundant life. Amen. 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 And that's how you defeat the devil. You know, Jesus, He defeated the devil by the word. Every time the devil says something, Jesus said, well, you know, you may think so, but it is also written. Amen. Amen. See? So the enemy says, well, you know, I say, no, but it is also written, you know, that the Lord will be my glory and the lifter up of my head.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord, you know, and you surround yourself with songs of deliverance. You say to yourself, you say, look, you know, I may be in darkness today, but it is just like the night, and the day is going to break. Amen. And the sorrow of the night is going to pass away, and I'm going to have joy in the morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I want you to read the history books or anything you want. And you look at anybody that ever accomplished anything. Anything at all. Whether it was Benjamin Franklin with the lightning rod, or whether it was Alexander Graham Bell with the telephone. Or anybody, I don't care who they are, even till this day. See, when everybody tried to tell them that they couldn't do it, they never gave up. Amen. They kept going with the program, you know, and eventually, oh, we have all these wonderful things that we have today because somebody stayed with it. Somebody said, well, you know, yeah, you know, that didn't work, but that was then. I'm going to try something new. It's going to work. Amen?
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 See, they never gave up. Praise God. And one politician a couple years ago, he said, yes, you can. Well, I tell you something. If you only knew how powerful that was for yourself as a child of God, you know, and you say, yes, I can. You know, yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And I guarantee you also, you know, if somebody, you know, I tell you something, if, you know, I don't know, maybe everybody's not the same, but I believe in the word of God that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
That's right.
I believe it, absolutely. And if you know, if you ever want me to do something, you know, you better don't tell me I can't do it. Because if you told me I can't do it, I'm going to do it just to prove you wrong.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You say, well, you know, I don't know about that. Well, maybe you don't know about it, but I know about it. See, because, you know, I know what the Lord says about me. Praise God. The Lord has said concerning me, you know, that he will perfect all that concerneth me. He has already said concerning me that I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, you know, and so on. Amen? The Lord has said concerning me that he has given me all things that pertain to life and godliness. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that's what he said. Now, it may not yet appear, and it may not look exactly like it, you know, but that's all right. You know, there's a lot of things that did not appear before God called them into being. But nothing appeared. The Bible says he brought things out of nothing. You know, and God, who raises the dead and calleth the things, hallelujah, that be not as though they are. You see, God in his mind, even when there was no Adam and Eve, even when there was no world created, even when there was nothing done, he already foresaw all of that. And he made provision, and the lamb was slain before the world began. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
If God could do all that, and if he could tell Abraham, you know, when he didn't even have a seed, he could tell him that, look, your seed will be in slavery for 400 years and so forth like that. And Abraham didn't have a child. Abraham probably said, look, you know, just give me a child, for worry about slavery later on. You know, give me a child already, you know. But God already saw all that, and he made provision way ahead of time. If God could do all of that, you don't think that God knows everything that you're going through? And you don't think that he already made provision and a way of escape? If you believe he did, say hallelujah. God, so you got to look for the way of escape. But you can't find any way of escape if you are grumbling, if you are murmuring. You will know that the 12 wells are just around the corner. You will know that the 70 palms and, you know, the oasis and the nice, you know, pasture is just around the corner. You just be grumbling. See, you will just be saying, well, you know, I don't know about, you know, and so forth. If God was so kind, if God was so good, why they allow this and so forth to happen to me? Well, you know, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, and the King of glory shall come in. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Hallelujah. Give a Lord a hand clap in here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Lord, he said to them, you know, when their backs were against the Red Sea, and Pharaoh was chasing them down, he said to them in Exodus 14 and 13, he said, you know, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, the Egyptians, hallelujah, that have been troubling you. He said, well, that was then, but this is now. From now on, you will see them no more.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if you believe that, here this morning. You know, and there is something also that I want to encourage you to believe the Lord, you know, here this morning. You know, because the Lord, he said to me, well, and I said, Lord, you know, how can I, you know, I mean, every time that I want, you know, to stand in here and preach the word of God, I want something, you know, that will bless the people. I want to, you know, help somebody. You know, if people are cast down, I want there to be a lifting up. You know, I want something, and this and that. You know, and then I said, Lord, how can I help everybody? And I said, well, you know, I said, well, if you can get them to believe that you spoke my word. He said, but, you know, they didn't believe me. All of them didn't. You know, so, you know, but I prayed for everybody in here this morning already. And I said, Lord, help especially the ones that are struggling, that didn't have, you know, success last year. You know, if they will humble themselves and believe that I spoke the word of the Lord in here this morning, that I, you know, and if they will let me pray with them, that God will put it all in the past. And that he will bring a new day. You know, and I pray that prayer. And the Lord, he assured me, you know, I don't know about you, but God answers my prayer when I pray. Amen, somebody. If you don't believe that God answers your prayer, then why bother? Why bother praying? Amen? You might as well do it your own way. Don't even pray if you don't believe that God answers. But I know whom I have believed. And I know my Redeemer. And I know that every time that I speak His word to glorify His name, that He will back it up 100%. Now, I want to invite you here this morning. If you've had a not so good 2010, or maybe even before that, if you wished that your business could have prospered more, you wish you could have done better in school. I mean, you know, God has set you free, but you are still living as though you are still bound. Because you didn't really know, you know, that, you know, how to really be in liberty. You know. But if you want to believe God with me this morning and say, look, all of that was then, but this is now. It might be a relationship that you are in. You know, divorce or whatever. I don't care what it is. But if you say with me this morning, I believe the word of God, and I believe that that was then, but I also believe that this is now. Now, I am going to pray the prayer of faith with you here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, you are our joy and our rejoicing and our crown of glory when the Lord lifts you up from wherever it is that the enemy puts you down and gives you the victory. Amen. That's the joy that we have in the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you who has despised the day of small things. These be the eyes of the Lord. You may say, well, you know, I don't know, you know, and so forth. Well, you know, if you believe that I spoke the word of the Lord here this morning, that the Lord, He wants you to be the head and not the tail. And He doesn't want you to wallow in, you know, defeat or, you know, this and that and so forth or whatever, that He wants you to believe for a new day. And if you say with me this morning that, look, all of that was then, but this is now, and I believe that now I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Well, I'm going to pray with you here this morning. Praise God. Now, if that's you here this morning, I want you to step forward and I'm going to pray with you here this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You say, well, 2010 was difficult, you know, financial crisis or economic ruin or whatever it is and all that. Well, that was then. But this is now. Hallelujah. And I want to say to you, it doesn't matter how you got to the situation, the bad situation that you are in right now. The prodigal son came to his senses. And I want to tell you this morning, snap out of it. Whatever it is, anybody that told you that you can't do it, shake that off. Shake off the dust. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck. And say to yourself, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I will be the head and not the tail. And this year, 2011, that we are going into, I want you to say to yourself that I will be the head and not the tail. Because that's what is written of me in the book. I want you to say that the Lord has said concerning me. That I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. Far above principalities and powers. Hallelujah. Now lift up your hands, those of you who are here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Unto Shiloh shall the covering, shall the gathering of the people be. You have not gathered unto me here this morning. You have come unto the Lord. But I spoke the word of the Lord to you here this morning. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you that God, He has a plan. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to say this. By the Spirit of God. God just brought this into my mind. I'm going to say this right now. Every one of you that is here, standing here, the Lord wrote a script concerning your life. And He handpicked you for the leading role. But some of of you are still auditioning for supporting actress. You are still auditioning for supporting actor. But he handpicked you for the leading role. Hallelujah. God wants you to be head and not tail. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, lift up your hands and let's believe the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, as they humble themselves before you, Lord, believe in your word this morning. I pray and I agree with them in the name of the Lord Jesus, touching whatever is in their hearts this morning. Whatever they want the Lord to do, the Bible says, Jesus himself said it. He said, look, he said, he that though ye have asked me nothing, ask that your joy may be full. He wants your joy to be full. He wants your joy to be full. God wants your joy to be full. He's going to prosper that business. Can I get an amen on that? He's going to prosper you in school. You know, he's going to bring a new thing into your life. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. And in Psalm 102 and verse 13, we are told, this is the set time. The time to favor God's people is here. And God is going to bring a favor into your life in this new year that we are going into. And the places where the Bible says, even in the place where it has been said unto them that you are not my people, even there shall it be said, you are the people of the Lord. In the places where people have said unto you that you cannot make it, even so there it shall be said to you, congratulations. Hallelujah, somebody. Only be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, strengthen your people here this morning. Let everybody receive strength to go forward in the new year, knowing that what is behind is behind. Even as Paul said, he said, casting behind me the things which are behind, I press forward. Can I get some people to press forward in the spirit this morning? Press forward in the spirit. Press forward. Press forward. Forget the failures. Forget the not so good year. But press forward into a better year. But press forward into a better day. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. The Lord, he heals even the brokenhearted. That means when your heart is broken, you know, because of a relationship or whatever that went bad, the Lord can heal that too. He can heal your finances like the bitter waters. You know, he'll put a sweetener in there. And he'll give you the fountain of the water of life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He can turn around, you know, the sorrow in the night and bring joy in the morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now I want those of you who are here with me, I want you to lift up your hand and say with me, say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you for what you spoke concerning me. That I shall be the head and not the tail. And I know whom I have believed. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I know that through Christ, I can do all things. All that is past is in the past. But this is now. Today is a new day. And I believe God for greater things. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to pray for you. The Lord grant every one of you the grace. Before you go, I want you to repeat these words after me. Those of you that came out, you repeat these words after me before you go back to your seats. This is taken from Isaiah chapter 50. And verse 7. I want you to repeat this after me. For the Lord God will help me. The therefore I shall not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. That means you put on your game face. Put on your game face and snap out of it, because the Lord will help you, and you will not be ashamed, and the Lord will make you head and not the tail. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. You may go to your seats. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.